Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. You know, I've been coaching people about interviewing for a long time, and one thing I know is that distractions are rarely good. So on this show, I want to talk with you about how to avoid one of the distractions that job hunters unintentionally inflict, which is the behavior of not using a proper handshake or bow, depending upon your culture, in the interview. So listen in, enjoy the show, and if you like it, give it 5 stars in iTunes. It's going to help other people discover the show. And with that, let's get rolling. I want to talk with you about body language today, and it's a very simple piece of body language that some people in the U.S. get tripped up with. Now, I've spoken about the smile, I've spoken about the positioning of yourself in a chair during an interview, but today I want to remind you about the handshake. Now, if you're U.S. born, you understand that in the U.S. a handshake is firm and you maintain eye contact while you're shaking hands. If you're from other cultures, that would be considered rude, but if you're interviewing in the U.S., that is the appropriate thing to do. So I want to encourage you to practice the proper handshake if you're not U.S. born. And if you're U.S. born interviewing outside the country, remember, culturally it may be different. You may not be interviewing with an expat working abroad. You may be interviewing with someone local who's used to a, shall we say, a milder handshake. Now, in some cultures, the appropriate thing is not a handshake, it's a bow. If you're U.S. born, you have no experience with this. It's the equivalent of someone being foreign born and shaking hands in the U.S. You have to learn the bow. So I can't do that because different cultures do it differently. But wherever you are, if you're interviewing with someone who's expecting a bow because you're interviewing in a foreign country, that is a non-U.S. country, you have to come to someone to practice with. This is an example of one of those practice ahead of the interview kind of things that I talk about with regularity. And being rude and not bowing, being rude and not shaking hands properly will hurt you in the interview because it will temporarily distract the interviewer from paying attention to who you are and what you can give them. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I want to encourage you to join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've personally selected. Information I've created, advice I've created that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. Have a great day.